Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, September 17th through Thursday, September 23rd, 2021. September 17th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, prepare your hearts for the Holy Mother to come to you on October 7th, the Feast of the Holy Rosary. Each heart will receive individual graces that day, according to my eternal will. Many angels will be with the pilgrims that day. Always live each present moment in a way in which you are preparing for your eternity. This is the way of sanctification. I have prepared a place in heaven for each of you, but you must earn it. Be at peace in this knowledge. During times of trial, please understand that trials are like a double-edged sword. Some good can come out of every difficulty. Pray to discover it." A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 18th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Always be aware in your own heart of your relationship with me. That way, all your thoughts, words, and actions will focus on pleasing me. These days, little thought is given to pleasing me. Much of the population is focused on self-love and pleasing self. A barometer of this is the way marriage is no longer based upon my approval or acceptance, but is simply an agreement between people to live together. Return to the norms of days past, when human existence was regarded as a gift from me. Life in the womb was protected by law. Christmas and Easter were first and foremost religious holidays, not commercial opportunities. I continue to call mankind back to the reality of my dominion over him. I continue to call all people, all nations, and all so-called religious under the protection of my commandments. Pray that all will listen to me and take heed." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. "And we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him." Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. September 19th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "As your Creator, I remind you to continue along the path of your salvation. Obey my commandments. Live in holy love, which is the embrace of my commandments. Do not be discouraged by any cross. The depth of your faith and commitment to holy love is commensurate with the depth of your love for me. Therefore, engage in whatever fulfills this love. Show me that you care by living in holy love and obeying my commandments. This is the way of deepening your relationship with me. I await your ways of pleasing me. I enjoy pleasing you in return. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 21 through 22. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 20th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, live each day as a lesson in humility and love. Look for the ways in which you can practice these two virtues. Often, then, it will not take an effort to be virtuous, but will be as a second nature to you. The times when it is most difficult to be humble and loving are the times which require the greatest inner holiness. Each day, ask for my help in your efforts towards a deeper holiness. That way you will be prepared when these virtues are tested. Do not compromise these virtues through discouragement or anger. A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 7 and 13. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So faith, hope, love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 21st, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, your efforts at perfection in holiness will only be as efficacious as your surrender to holy love. If you decide in the morning to please me by making holy love decisions throughout the day, I will honor your efforts and match them with my grace. You never make your journey in holiness unassisted. The small and great decisions you make in this regard are always accompanied by my embrace. In this regard, your smallest decisions often carry the greatest impact in your personal holiness. Trust me when I tell you, your decisions for or against personal holiness affect your eternity. If souls could witness the eternal destination of those who do not concern themselves with their personal holiness, all people and every nation would clamor to be as holy as possible. Pray, sacrifice, and use your rosaries towards this end. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 22nd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, in my attempt to help you understand the importance of your faith, I will make this analogy. Your faith in your spiritual life is much like your physical well-being is dependent upon healthy blood. The human body cannot live without healthy blood. So too, the soul cannot attain to eternal life without a healthy faith. When disease attacks the physical body, it is reflected in the well-being of the blood. In like manner, when the faith is attacked in the soul, it becomes apparent in the spiritual well-being of the soul. Just as healthy blood reflects a healthy physical body, healthy faith is the hallmark of a righteous soul, one that will have eternal life. Faith is the lifeline to heaven." A note is given to read Psalm 20, verse 6 through 8. "Now I know that the Lord will help his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with mighty victories by his right hand. Some boast of chariots and some of horses, but we boast of the name of the Lord our God. They will collapse and fall, but we shall rise and stand upright." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 23rd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, all the things around you that weaken and attack your faith are tools of Satan. These can be money and ways of earning money, different friends who influence you negatively, many forms of entertainment, even the printed word, physical appearance, gossip, and so on. Learn to take account of your day, how you spend your time, and what is most important to you. Learn the commandments which I have given you and acknowledge the ways they affect your day. Throughout the day, love me first above all else, for this is the first commandment. The things or people that weaken your faith often become false gods and more important to you than love of me. I am a jealous God and want to be the most important thing in your life." A note is given to read Galatians chapter 3, verse 19. "Why then the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the offspring should come to whom the promise had been made, and it was ordained by angels through an intermediary." Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father.